In Siman Kuf Pe Gimel, we're up to Halacha Chet Leinyan Lishol BeBerkat HaMazon MiPenei HaYirah UMiPenei HaKavod Yesh Mi SheOmer SheDina KeTfila. Regarding stopping in the middle of Birkat HaMazon to greet someone, either MiPenei HaYirah, someone that you fear, someone, or MiPenei HaKavod, someone who you when I say fear, I mean revere, that's more exact. And mipenei kavod, someone who you honor. So yesh mi sheomer shedina ketfila. There is a shita that says that it's as strict as amida, which means more strict than kriyat shema. So if you look in the Kaf HaChaim, in Mem Gimel, Kaf HaChaim gives us an important yesod in understanding the stylistic language of Maran from time to time. He just says, yesh mi sheomer, and that's it. It looks like he leaves it up in the air. Do you hold like that, la'alacha, or not? All he says is, there's someone that says. Sounds like it's a dat yachid. It doesn't sound like Shulchan Aruch. Maybe he doesn't hold like this, la'alacha. But the truth is that that's the way of Maran. When he says Yesh Mi Sheomer, it doesn't mean he doesn't hold la'alacha. The fact that he brought it in the Shulchan Aruch, that means he does hold that that is the halacha. It's just that being that in the Bet Yosef he quoted it from one source, that's how he quotes it as a Yesh Mi Sheomer. So that's what the Kaf HaChaim says over here. Hadi katav ze b'shem Yesh Mi Sheomer, lav mishum de'ika plukta. It's not because there is any kind of machloket, rather. Ela kichen derech Maran. That's the way that Maran talks. The svara yechidit nami kotevota b'shem yesh mi sheomer. A svara that is brought by one person, although there's no machloket, he writes it, he introduces it with yesh mi sheomer. There is someone who says. Kemo shekatavnu kama pe'amim, as we mentioned this many times, v'zot ha-svara katava bebet Yosef rak mishem orchot chaim. So this svara that we regard Birkat HaMazon like Amida regarding stopping in the middle to greet, that was quoted just from the Orchot Chaim. V'chen mashma be'Abu Darham. The Abu Darham also de'le'inyan hefsek chamur mikrat shema v'dino ketfila. That regarding hefsek, Birkat HaMazon is stricter than krat shema, and it is like tfila, the Amida. And in Mem Dalet, the Kaf HaChaim explains, "Shedina ketfila shen mafsikim ba ela mipenei chashash sakana." In tefila, the only thing that we are allowed to interrupt for is anything that might be a case of danger. Kemo shekatuv, kemo shepasak siman kuf dalet, as in Ilchot Amida we see there. Velo kikreat shema birchoteha, which is different than Kriyat Shema in its brachot, shehekelu bahen mipenei hayirah ve'hakavod. Chazal were mekel when it came to Kriyat Shema to interrupt in the Kriyat Shema in order to greet someone either mipenei hayirah or mipenei hakavod. Why the difference? Why by Kriyat Shema is it different? Lefi shebekriyat Shema ne'ma v'dibarta bam. An interesting drasha that Chazal learned from the words v'dibarta bam, that we say in Kriyat Shema, which means, and you should speak in them. But Chazal also are doresh, that you may speak in them. Meaning, in the words of Kriyat Shema, you're allowed to interrupt. Mikan sheyesh lecha reshut, v'darshu Chazal, mikan sheyesh lecha reshut ledaber bam. Ledaber bam derech eretz. From here we learn that you're allowed to speak in Kriyat Shema other kinds of words. Ve'en tzarich likrota kula b'tchifa achat min haTorah. And min haTorah, you don't need to read Kriyat Shema all in one shot. Ela midivre sofrim. This that we are makpid to say Kriyat Shema in one shot without hefsek, that is midrabanan. Midoraita, we learn from v'dibarta bam. You know, it's funny because it's an amazing thing. The same two words of v'dibarta bam teach us two opposite things. There's a famous drasha, the Gemara in Yoma, learns, "Vedibarta bam velo bidvarim acherim." That's a famous drasha, that you should speak in Torah and not anything else, right? Not to be mevatel Torah, not to speak idle chatter. That we learn from Vedibarta bam, you should speak only in them and nothing else. And in Gemara Brachot, in the Halachot of Efsek in Kriyat Shema, we learn from the same, from the very same words, something that is actually the opposite. Vedibarta bam, you may speak in the middle of them. In the middle of Kriyat Shema, you may speak. Which means you don't have to say Midoraita, you don't have to say Kriyat Shema in one shot. It's only Midrabanan. Vehem amru lehakel, and being that it's only Midrabanan that we have to read it all at once, they therefore said you can be lenient mipene hayira'a vehakavod. To interrupt mipene hayira'a and mipene hakavod. Velo ra'u leachmir bebirkot Kriyat Shema sheikaran midivrei sofrim yoter mikriyat shema atzma. And the brachot of Kriyat Shema as well should not be more chamur than Kriyat Shema itself. Aval birkat hamazon. So just remember that. That's an interesting thing, that Vedibarta bam has a dual drasha, an apparent two opposite drashot. Now, one is talking about not to be mevatel Torah, and one is talking about allowing us to speak in the middle of Kriyat Shema. That's fine. It's not such a big stira, but I think it's interesting. Aval birkat hamazon tzarich lomar lechatchila bitchifa achat min haTorah. However, when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, we have a din lechatchila min haTorah that you have to say it all together. Shekenu mashmaut haPasuk, because that's the meaning of the Pasuk, uberachta et Hashem Elokecha, levarech al haaretz veHamazon Yerushalayim bivracha achat. The simple meaning of the Pasuk is that when we say Birkat HaMazon, it says, "Uberachta et Hashem Elokecha al haaretz hatova asher natan lach." Right? So there it says, you have to say, that means you have to say a bracha on the food, al haaretz on the land, hatova on Yerushalayim. Okay? So all those three are said in one phrase. That means you're supposed to say all those three brachot in one shot. Belo efsek bintayim, without any interruption. Ela she'en ze me'akev b'diavad. It's just that it's not me'akev, it's not crucial b'diavad, meaning you don't, if you did interrupt, you are still yotze birkat hamazon. Ho'il ve'lo ne'emar b'birkat hamazon ve'hayu behavayatam yehu kemo she'katu b'kriyat shema le'inyan kera'a le'mafre'a. Let me explain that. When it comes to Kriyat Shema, so we learn out from the words ve'hayu, behavayatan yehu, behayu adevarim ha'ele. So we learn from there that there is a specific order, behavayatam. You have to read them in their order. If you read the paragraphs of Kriyat Shema backwards, let's say you start with Vayomer and you go to Ve'aya and you go to Shema, you're not yotze. Because behayu teaches me you can't read lemafreya. So on one hand, that's a chumra by Kriyat Shema, which by Birkat HaMazon, he's bringing here, we don't have that, because it doesn't say vehayu when it comes to Birkat HaMazon. And therefore, bidyavad, if you interrupt in between, it's your yotze, and it's not asur lemafreya. Now that's Rabbeinu Zalman. All this comes from the Balatanya and his Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbeinu Zalman. Umashma'a midvarav de'imamaram lemafreya bidyavad yatsa. Now it comes out from the words of Rabbeinu Zalman that bidyavad, if you read Birkat HaMazon backwards, if you started with Rachem, and then you went to, Nodeh, and then you went to Hazan et Ha'olam, you're Yotze. Aval b'tshuvat dvar Shmuel, siman kuf mem zayin, mevi reayot min ha'gemara min ha'poskim, da'afilu b'diavad lo yatsa. However, it's a machloket. He brings from a shoot dvar Shmuel, that you're not Yotze if you read it backwards. V'chen katav ha'rokeach. The Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, writes, in Ilchot Brachot Siman Shin Lamedalet, Seder Birkat HaMazon, Rishon HaHazan, Veshelo Yevarech Lemafreya Ki Im Al HaSeder. You can't read it backwards, you have to go in order. Vehevi Devarav HaBet Menucha. So it seems like the Kaf HaChaim is ending off with, not like the Rabbeinu Zalman, in regards to Lemafreya, reading Birkat HaMazon backwards. However, the Bi'ur overall, the explanation that Rabbeinu Zalman gave us before in the difference between Kriyat Shema and Birkat HaMazon, it does stand that the Isur to be mafsik in the middle of Birkat Hamazon, that is Mideoraita, and in Kriyat Shema, it's not Mideoraita, it's only Midrabanan, and that's why we're more lenient when it comes to that. And then we saw Mimhe already, that from the fact that Maran says Dina Ketfilah, that means that we're not supposed to answer Kaddish Ukdusha in the middle of Birkat Hamazon. So now we could go on to Seif Tet. Seif Tet, Maran HaShulchan Aruch wrote the following, Tzarich Leshev B'Sha'a Shemevarech. One has to sit down when we say Birkat Hamazon. Ben imaya olech beveto keshachal o omed o mesev. It doesn't matter, contrary to some opinions brought in the Rishonim, it doesn't matter how you ate, whether you ate walking around, whether you ate standing, whether you ate reclining. Keshemagia levarech tzarich leshev. When it comes the time, when the time comes to say Birkat Hamazon, you have to sit down properly, kedesh yuchal lechaven yoter, so that you can focus properly. You shouldn't be reclining when you say Birkat Hamazon, because that is that's like a way of ga'ava. It's a haughty way of saying Birkat Hamazon. Ela yeshev be'ema, one has to sit with ema, with fear of Hashem. Hagaha nir'eli delav davka hamevarech, ela hu adin kol hamesubim. The Rama adds, this doesn't just apply to the one who's leading the Birkat Hamazon, but it applies to all those around the table as well. Lo yeshvu bekalut rosh, ela, I think he means, even if they are being yotze by shomea kaone, by listening to the mevarech, they also have to sit be'ema. However, altogether, bediavad, if a person was benching while walking, if you said Birkat Hamazon while walking, you are yotze. But lechatchila, a person has to be sitting down. And the Kaf HaChaim in Memvav writes the following. He brings from the Sidur HaRashash, Rabbeinu Shalom Shar Abi, Zechuto Tegen Alenu, וזה לשון סידור הרשש. קודם ברכת המזון, the Rashash says, before one sits down to ברכת המזון, יכוון להכין עצמו לקיים מצוות עשה לברך ברכת המזון ביראה ובאהבה ובכוונה עצומה. Before one sits to say ברכת המזון, a person has to prepare himself to fulfill the מצוות עשה of saying ברכת המזון with fear and with love, and with tremendous focus, concentration, ubesimcha rabba, and with happiness, ubetuv levav, with a good heart. All these holy attitudes a person has to have as his frame of mind when he enters into Birkat Hamazon. So you understand that just, you know, taking a bencher and okay, you know, and just sitting and saying Birkat Hamazon like that from the bencher is not exactly what the Rashash is talking about. להמשיך שפע וברכה רבה ומוכין וחיות ומזון למלכותה קדישה דיזרן פין דאצילות. This is in order through the Birkat Hamazon to bring down a shower of great blessing from the upper Sfirot and life energy and nourishment to the Sfirat Malchut of the world of Atzilut, umimena lanu, and from there, it comes down to us, ulechol ha'olamot ha'kedoshim, and to all the worlds. So our avodah in Birkat Hamazon is to bring down shefa to all the way down to Malchut of Atzilut, and from there, the shefa comes down to all the worlds and down to us. V'yatzim ena v'yesor yadav zu al gavei zu yemanit al tzmalit ki yoshev lifnei ha'melech malko shel olam malchuta kadisha dizer rambin de'atzilut. And a person has to close his eyes and to hold his hands together, his right hand on his left hand, like a person who sits before malko shel olam, the king of the world, malchuta kadisha dizer rambin de'atzilut. V'katav ot sham. And the Rashash writes further, יכוון שהוא מוכן לקיים מצוות עשה דאורייתא לברך אחר המזון שנאמר ואכלת ושבעת. Don't forget to have that kavana, that I am about to fulfill a מצוות עשה דאורייתא of saying ברכת המזון. ועל ידי כוונת הכנה זו, interesting, he says, only through this kavana, אז יהיה כוח בכוונתו בברכה לעלות מים נוקבים ולהמשיך דלת מוכין. So So he says this kavana is imperative. This preparation and mindset is important in order to be mamshich the bracha down to this world. And the Ben Ish Chai brings it down as well. Then in Mem Zayin he brings down that Tosfot and Brachot Dafnun Aleph say there's a hint to, in the words of the Pasuk, there's a hint to the halakha that we have to sit down. Ve'achalta ve'savata, if you split the word ve'savata, ve'shev et uverachta. Sit down at the time of when you say Birkat HaMazon. And then in Se'if Yud, Maran writes, Yesh omrim shegam Birkat Me'en Shalosh, tzech lomra mi'yoshev. There is the shita that he brought in the Bet Yosef, from the Rambam and the Mordechai, that even ala michia Birkat Me'en Shalosh, you have to say while seated as well. The Kaf HaChaim in Ot Nun says, that's what the Bet Yosef writes in the name of the Rambam and Mordechai. The reason why he says Yesh omrim is because the opinion of Tosfot is not like that. Tosfot in Brachot Nun Aleph says Dafka Birkat HaMazon, which is the Oraita, they were machmir that you have to sit down, Mashen Ken, by other Brachot. But Maran holds, like the Rambam, that says even by Alamichya you have to sit down. And in fact, in Nun Aleph, the Kaf HaChaim brings down from Chesed La'alafim and Ben Ish Chai, Tov Lizayor Bechol HaBrachot Le'omram Miyoshev. In any Brachot, even Borei Nefashot, to say it while seated. And then the last two halachot in Shulchan Aruch of Siman Kuf Pe Gimel, Yud Aleph, im haya me'alech baderech ve'ochel, en tzach leshev ulvarech, lefi shen datom yoshevet alav. One who's traveling on the way and he's eating, he doesn't have to particularly sit and say the Birkat HaMazon, because his mind is not with him. If he does that, he's going to be worried. Therefore, he can say Birkat HaMazon as he is traveling, as he is riding on his wagon or riding the car. And halacha yudbet, asur levarech ve'uosek bimlachto. One is not allowed to say the bracha while doing any kind of activity other than focusing on the bracha. So that's Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. Bezat Hashem, next time we'll continue from Kuf Pei Dalet.